everything you were, every dark place you've been, every bad thing that has happened to you, every experience, every disaster, every obstacle you had to face, although these things were not wasted and will not be wasted, God wants to rewrite your story. Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? This is your girl, Drea K, and we are back for another episode. Last week I was not able to put out an episode for you guys, but let's just say it has been a very uncomfortable, a very trying week, and I have a message for you guys. I have a revelation for you all, and I just wanted to share it. I don't want to get on here and be silly and, you know, be my regular funny self, because I really feel like in my spirit that I'm not the only one going through this and I'm not the only one experiencing this. So I wanted to just get on here and talk to some of you and just let you know that God is rewriting your story. I found myself in the park today. I was led to come to the park. It was this park that I had often come to even before I had really started building my relationship with God and had that intimacy with him. But whenever I was having like a hard day or a hard time or I was just going through something in my life, I would come to this park and I would just sit there and I would play, you know, music just to try to get my head, you know, my mind off of the things that I was going through. But I went today and I just asked God, I need a word. I need to hear from you. I need to get out of this funk. And I just really need you right now. And sure enough, he gave me the word and it was rewrite your story. A lot of times we find ourselves depending on things and depending on people for the very things that God is calling us to depend on him for. It may be love. It may be money. It may be, you know, security. It may be affirmation. Whatever it may be, we find ourselves depending on it instead of depending on God. And he has been allowing me to see the consequences of not depending on him. I spoke to you all about Deuteronomy 8. And if you didn't get to listen to the other episodes, then pause and go back and listen to the other episodes. But it just keeps like pricking my heart. It keeps pricking my heart and it keeps confirming, even in my own personal life, how in certain areas of our lives, we tend to forget God. We tend to forget that God is a restorer. We forget that he is omnipresent, even when we feel like we're alone. We forget that the word says that he will never leave nor forsake us, that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his word. And we all tend to forget these things when we're in the middle of something, when in actuality these are the things that we need to stand on and depend on in the middle of it. And he gave me the, I'm rewriting your story, because we also tend to revert back to who we were in previous or similar seasons. We tend to revert back to our own understanding of things. We tend to revert back to how we acted, how we thought, how we felt in a previous season. And it's so crazy. I was driving one day and I was giving somebody a ride. And as soon as this person got in my car, I immediately started feeling bad. Like, I started feeling all of this anxiety. I started feeling all of this sadness and this depression. And an R&B song was on, a love song was on. And I just started thinking about all of the hurt that I had endured throughout, you know, just being in a relationship and throughout the years. And I immediately had to stop, because before that person got in my car, I was okay. I wasn't thinking about all of that stuff. I wasn't in that place. I wasn't in that mental space. I wasn't in that heart posture. And I had to stop and really just like cut the music off and be like, what is that? What am I feeling? What just happened? And it's so funny, because when I picked this person up, we were close to an apartment complex that I used to live in a couple of years ago, around the time JJ was first born. And I'm sitting there like, I'm just stuck in this emotion, and I'm just trying to figure out where the origin, where is this feeling or where is this anxiety coming from? And I looked around and I found myself in or around that apartment complex, the area that it was in. And when I tell you, familiar spirits are real. When I tell you, I literally had to stop and pray in that moment. I started praying for her. I was like, oh no, like, you know, just to myself, because I literally felt the weight of what she was carrying. It wasn't even me. It was a familiar spirit. It was a familiar feeling, a familiar depression. And even the area that I was in, it kind of triggered these emotions that I used to feel. And I just had to stop and pray and had to ask God for direction on how to feel about that. Like, God, what was that I just felt? Because as soon as she got out the car, I was like, oh, I'm good now. I'm okay. I know for sure that I am not depressed over this thing anymore. I know for sure that God held my hand through this breakup or through this hurt or through this whatever once before. So why am I resurfacing these feelings that I don't no longer feel anymore? But isn't that crazy how triggers do that to you? How triggers have a way of reminding you of who you once were, what you once felt, how you once reacted to something, how you once thought about a situation. That's why it's so important to deal with our triggers, y'all. It's so important. But I understand, like, you can't always deal with your triggers like right then and there. Like, it takes a strong mind and a strong heart and a strong belief and faith in God to examine those triggers and really just approach those triggers. Like, even knowing how to recognize, is this a trigger or not? So I've just been in this place of feeling my triggers and trying to understand, why is this happening? Why am I, or why is the enemy trying to get me, pull me back to a place of how I used to do, like how I used to do things, how I used to act, how I used to feel? And that's one thing about your emotions, y'all. We talk about this all the time. Like, he's after your mind, your will, and your emotions. So it's important for us to understand that if we're feeling like this and we just find ourselves like in this deep depression, and we just find that we're around certain people that bring out those triggers, or we're in different places and spaces that bring out those triggers, it's important that we recognize that the enemy does not want us to walk fully in the identity of who we are now, after the hurt, after the pain, after the trial, after the obstacle. And God had to remind me of that. I'm rewriting your story. So even what you're feeling right now is temporary. Even what you're feeling right now, you shouldn't even be feeling this way. I'm rewriting your story. I am erasing your past. I'm erasing those dark places. I'm erasing your perspective of those places. I'm erasing the darkness in your life. And the moment you can understand that I'm doing that, the moment that you can understand that I'm testing you to let you know that I'm rewriting your story, you're going to keep going through this cycle of emotions. It seems like at times when you're progressing in life, there are some bumps in the road. There are some things, some people that come into your life that want to detour you, and they want to knock you off your game. And when that happens, we tend to go back to how we dealt with those people, or how we dealt with those situations before in the past. And now that we have come to this place where we're living in pursuit, and we're trusting God, and we're learning how to cultivate our faith and build our faith up and strengthen our faith, now that we've come to this place and we have more knowledge of who God is, we have more knowledge of his goodness, we have more knowledge of his mercy, we've seen God act in our lives, we've seen him come through. Now that we have come to this point of a new understanding and a new perspective, God will often test us to see where we are putting our dependency. Am I going to depend on what I've learned, or am I going to depend on what I know from the past? Am I going to depend on how I dealt with this situation before? Am I going to depend on how I handled the last breakup? Am I going to depend on the actions that I took then for the actions that I can take now? And God is saying, no, like, I'm rewriting your story. Everything that I'm doing in you is going to be good for you. Like, we think just because we get through one obstacle that the other one is not around the corner waiting for us. We think just because we get through one test that the next test is going to be years from now, months from now. Like, look, the testing of your faith builds endurance. The testing of your faith helps you to understand how real God is, how real and how important it is for us to depend on him and not ourselves, not our own understanding, not our own perspective, not our own emotions and feelings. It's a dependency. God wants to test you in an area of your life that you're not used to trusting him in. God, I've been doing this my way for years. God, I've been handling these types of situations by myself for years. I don't know how to depend on you, or I find myself not depending on you the way that you're telling me to depend on you. So I need a little help in this area. I need you to help me depend on you. So if you have to eliminate some people, if you have to eliminate some opportunities, if you have to eliminate some dependencies. Gracefully do that. And when we say that, like, understand, like, that's so difficult. It's a difficult process. It's not easy. It's not an easy road. It's not an easy path to take to put all of your faith and trust in God in the areas that you thought you didn't even need him. You thought you didn't need God in this area, but clearly now that he's tested you in that area, you kind of see, I need to depend on God a little bit more, because at this point, he's all I got. He is all that I have, because it's inevitable that we're going to find ourselves in situations that are inconveniences to us. We're going to find ourselves in situations where we never thought that we would have to go through this again in this type of season. Like, I feel like I'm being retested in this new faith that I have in God, in this new perspective, in this new place, in this new dependency on God. I feel like how I used to handle this test is reminding me, this is why you need to pass it. Because this time is going to be different. This time you're going to have a little bit more endurance. You should have a little bit more knowledge and wisdom. You should have a little bit more patience. So when I give you the test again, I expect you to pass it. And y'all, that's been difficult for me. Let me just say that. It's been very, very difficult. And I think that, or I know that this test is bringing forth restoration. It's bringing forth restoration in what I've lost along the way. It's bringing restoration. It's confirmation that God wants to restore the years, because this particular test that I did not complete, that I did not pass, it took away some things from me. It wounded me in some areas. It hurt me. It made me put up a wall. It made me put up a shield. It took some time away from me. So now that I'm being retested, when I pass this test, restoration is on the other side. So I just want to encourage somebody who may be in a place of difficulty. You can't see your way out of a situation. You feel like you keep repeating the same habits. You keep repeating the same thought patterns. You keep going back to a certain place. You keep going back to a certain person. You keep trying to do something over and over and over, expecting different results. And it's continuing to wound you and tire you. And you find yourself in this place of darkness, where you can't even see your way out. You can't even pray. You can't even spend time with God. You can't even praise him. You can't even worship. You can't even spend time with him. You can't even spend time with your kids. You can't even spend time with yourself. Because this pain, this reoccurring pain, this reoccurring test keeps wounding you. And now you have to crawl back to God, fully depending on him to get you out, to restore you, to refuel you, to replenish you, to liberate and to free you. I feel like there's a self-sabotage that we have yet to accept about ourselves. We've yet to accept that we keep self-sabotaging ourselves in different seasons when God has called us to be more than that. He's caused us to trust Him and depend on Him more. And to be honest, when we find ourselves in these situations, we keep forgetting who we are in Christ. We remember who we are in sin, but we don't ever remember who we are in Christ. Meaning, we don't ever handling a situation with God. We always see ourselves handling a situation by ourselves. We don't ever see ourselves, or we don't ever picture ourselves worshiping in the middle of the problem, because we're too focused on the problem and we're not focused on the praise. So I just feel like God is in the process of rewriting your story. He's in the process of rewriting my story. He's helping me to see me through His eyes. No, Andrea, this is how you used to handle things when you were in this previous situation. That's not who I called you to be in this new season. I know this is how you felt when this familiar situation happened, but that's not what I'm calling you to feel right now. I'm calling you to feel my love. I'm calling you to feel joy, not pain. There's enough of that. And let me say this. A lot of us are getting too old to keep ignoring red flags. Let me just say that right there. We getting too old. We done been through too much. We done experienced so much hurt, too much hurt, to the point where we should not be allowing the red flags to continue in our lives, okay? That's what anybody, friendships, men, whatever. So I feel that God is in the process of restoring you. He's in the process of restoring me. He's in the process of allowing us to see the benefits, or to see what would have been had we chose to handle those past situations the way that He's calling us to handle them now. Like, I really feel like He is showing us, He's showing us the joy. He's showing us the pleasure. He's showing us the triumph of the victory we would have experienced had we chose to operate in faith and not operate how we used to operate. I'm gonna try not to get emotional, but I just pray that you all win and pass the test this time. I pray that you receive your restoration. I pray that you embrace your new identity in Christ. And I pray that you learn how to recognize the flow that God is calling you to be in. I pray that the enemy does not cause you to lose and cause you to fail. I pray against this test repeating itself again in your life in a new season. So I love y'all. That's all I got for y'all. I just asked the Holy Spirit to speak through me. So I really hope that this episode was encouraging to somebody. I hope that I wasn't all over the place, but I really hope that, this podcast is blessing you all. For those who are listening, who are tuning in every week, who are riding with me, sticking with me, who are living in pursuit with me on this podcast. So I love you guys, and I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.